The Philadelphia Orchestra is set to play in Israel. The group is flying to Europe now to begin an ambitious tour featuring 11 concerts in 13 days, including 3 days in Israel. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that it will be the orchestra's first stop in Israel in 25 years, and it is not without controversy.
The European itinerary is unusually packed in order to accommodate a 3-day swing through Israel. In addition to concerts in Haifa, Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem, the musicians will offer pop-up concerts, talks, and master classes in museums and musical training conservatories. For the last 2 months, a coalition of pro-Palestinian and social justice groups have been staging weekly protests outside the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia opposing this Israel trip. This past weekend, they got inside Verizon Hall and disrupted a performance of Tosca. Protester Susan Abuhawa says the orchestra is crossing an international picket line established by the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS, movement.
They seem to think that music exempts people from moral responsibility. We think otherwise. Their collaboration with an apartheid government at the same time that that government is literally slaughtering unarmed civilians by the thousands is just not going to pass.
The orchestra says this trip was not coordinated through the Israeli government, but rather through private entities. Government officials will be present at some of their events. Interim President Ryan Fluor says this trip on the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel is about cultural diplomacy, not political endorsement.
We started planning this trip over 2.5 years ago. The world was actually a different place then. So, you know, we've had lots of conversations about how do we ensure when we're going to Israel that our mission of being able to communicate music at the highest level to audiences that want to hear classical music doesn't get lost in the noise of what we read in the newspapers every day.
During the Israel tour, the Philadelphia Orchestra will perform music by Leonard Bernstein on the 100th anniversary of his birth. For much of his life, Bernstein was deeply involved with the Israel Philharmonic. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.